This is episode one of Making the World a Better Place, Spreading the Word of Jesus. I'm Haley, and this
I'm Sophie. Hey.
And we're going to be sharing our testimony about how we met Jesus and how he has made a wonderful impact in our lives.
Okay, hey y'all. So, I am Sophie Belk, and I am 13 years old, and I go to Lewisburg Middle School. Today, I'm going to be with you, and I want to share my testimony. So, I was kind of like one of those girls that got caught into the world. I got sucked into the language. I got sucked into one new cooler. I just got sucked in by the idea of it. And it's what I wanted, and it's what I craved. But honestly, he put me in this place, and he put me like in this realization. Because my sixth grade year, I just started cussing. I started being along with the people I shouldn't be around. I just started straying away from who he is, and that isn't something you should do. I said, hey, I was going to read my Bible, or I was going to do this. Or it's like you saw a different person at this school. You saw somebody who you didn't know. Like, it was like my actions just defined me. And I'll never forget this. It was like my sixth grade year, and like, it's like I just got called out. Like, somebody said something to me. And it was over like, this is me. This is my actions that I'm projecting. And I'm projecting. If I'm going to be the light of the world, then why am I doing this? Why? Like, just why? And like, why did you go along with the world? And I hated how that happened. And it really was a turning point for me. And it told me to just be in my walk more. And one of my life verses is Proverbs 13:20. It says, walk with the wise and become wise, associate with the fools and get in trouble. So it's those who you surround yourself with, those who you're constantly around with, can affect you. It's crazy how that impact can affect you. I said, hey, it can never happen to me, or it never will. There's no way. And I was like, whoa. And it was just like, wake up. And it's crazy how as my eighth grade year, I did get saved because I had that conviction, and I was like, God's calling me. Because it took me a while because I don't know how those kids that get saved so early, it's like, how are they making this decision at such a young age? Because I did it when I was about 13 years old. That's kind of like the point you do it is like in your teenage years. That's what most people think. Well, that was my calling, because that's when God found me, when I was most broken. He found me, he said, come to me, my child. You are worth something. You're so amazing. You're so worth it. And I really believe that. And honestly, I did believe bigger, that he died on the cross for your sins. I mean, it's true. What do you want me to tell you? There's evidence. There's proof, like the Holy Spirit inside of me, the Bible. It's like one of the oldest books in the world that's still living to this day, and it's present in our time and even in their day to time. So the thing I want you to take from me today is don't fall into the world. The world, if you're so hungry for something, if you're hungry for something. Be hungry for his word. Be hungry for God. Just want him every single day. Don't want the world, because it will lead you to a darker place.
One thing that I really liked about what Sophie said is how she said like she's changed so much when she's hanging around people. And I have experienced that, because last year I was hanging around people who were... Because I was hanging around people who were bad and making bad decisions. And they were just being so rude to me. But
then again, it can affect you.
Yeah. In my eighth grade year, like, I had no classes with them, so they're practically cut out of my life. And my life has been so much calmer. Like, one of my best friends, Riley, I used to never even talk to her. Like, I knew who she was, but, like, I would never start a conversation to her. And now she's in all my classes, and my testimony is... So, yes. I recently... just got invested in like in Jesus, but like before I knew who he was, but I didn't like know him. Like, I went to church with my family every Sunday, but nothing really clicked, and like I just.
You said when you were a Christian, but you didn't believe what you said you were. It didn't set.
Yeah, like his word, it didn't like affect me. Like I was just listening to it, and it was going out the other ear. And it wasn't about until a year ago, I knew that he could actually save me if I just let him. So, because like I had done many bad things, and while I was have done. We have all, I'm pretty sure. Because, like, we're not perfect or anything like that. So I confess that I was a sinner and I needed some help. I needed some guidance to the right path that I should be taking.
I'm coming in handy.
And so, because all those people that are hanging around, they weren't doing me any good. They were affecting me in a poor manner. So I started reading the Bible a little. And one of my favorite verses is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And that really like stands out to me because it's saying like, let Jesus in your life and he will like help you and guide you and direct you and like all the things that you should be.
Yeah, and you're the one who's supposed to be seeking the guidance and seeking and wanting.
Yeah, and also like not to take him for granted because like some people they're like, they almost like brag about it. That they're like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because like I was saying earlier, how you say you're a Christian and you're like, look at me, I got my Bible, I got my pretty Bible. Look at me, I'm an FCA. Was kind of like your actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
Because I've had this guy come up to me. And he's like, so hey, you said you're Christian. I said yeah, and he's like, so you're Christian? Like how? I'm like, oh my gosh, why did he ask me that? Because he wouldn't have to ask me that if he didn't see my actions. He'd be like, oh yeah, she's a Christian. I should have acted better. And he should have never had to ask me that question.
And to that, nobody's perfect. We're not all going to make the right decision, even when we do accept Christ in our life. But there are things that we can do to, glorify. Glorify like what he tells us to do and all that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, I know, especially for us girls in middle school, life is very challenging. People, that's when people make fun of you and you start picking up really bad habits because you're like in that stage, you know?
Yeah, well, it is middle school. It's kind of like the worst years, but it's kind of like those puberty weird,
yeah, and you're just like trying to fit in, like
yeah, that's literally all you crave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just want to add something in. So this teacher, her name is Miss Little, and she told me that your testimony does not end there. Because honestly, I was like, what do I write? I'm only 14 years old, and I have a testimony. What do I? And I was over here like. I mean, still, what do I say? And she told me, your testimony does not end there. It will grow, and there will be points in your life that you're willing to preach and tell others about. Because those are like the turning points in your life that will impact you as you grow.
And that's how Jesus changed our lives. So we thank you to change yours. Thank you for listening to Sophie's and Haley's testimonies. Thank y'all. Love y'all. Bye.
And hey, Jesus loves you. Bye.